scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERSINC.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at New Bremen, and we begin a series of three games pitting the Shelby County Athletic League against the Midwest Athletic Conference. Tonight, New Bremen at home against the Fort Loramie girls. Tomorrow night, we're on the road at St. Henry. Fort Loramie boys travel to take on the Redskins. Redskins versus Redskins. And then on Saturday night, the Anna boys home opener right back here at New Bremen. First things first, Fort Loramie girls against the Cardinals of New Bremen. Fort Loramie has done very little wrong this year, Chuck. Although in talking yesterday, we thought that maybe the Redskins have not quite yet put together four complete quarters of basketball, two or three for sure. Head coach Carla Siegel in her 20th year has a knack of tapping the reins lightly at this point in the campaign. And then the club is usually in full stride by February and March.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that they've played their best game. I think Coach Siegel would admit that they have not played a full basketball game yet. But they got so many weapons. They got so many girls. And what she's having to do right now is find some kind of a rotation, because besides, you know, rotating your players into the game, you try to keep people happy. You try to get people playing time without disrupting the flow of the game. And that's tough to do when you got 10, 11, 12 girls that can actually go out there. And we were talking before the game with a couple of the other announcers up here. And there's girls on Loramie's JV team that would start for quite a few of the varsity teams that Loramie's going to play this year.
No question about that. New Bremen, coached by Chris Burden in his seventh year, is a fine club. It's young, a lot of talent. In fact, Coach Burden says athletically, this is his best team, and this is year number eight for him. It's a club that's lost just once, 6-1, Fort Loramie undefeated, as most everyone knows. If you don't, you've been in a cave for the last several weeks. But New Bremen was beaten at New Knoxville. Now, Fort Loramie handled New Knoxville very easily, although the Rangers are a talented team, ran out of gas after two quarters against good competition. That maybe is Fort Loramie's best game to date. But New Bremen has beaten Houston easily. New Bremen also won comfortably over Anna, and Anna's no slouch.
Now, Anna's not a bad basketball team. What you run into when you play Loramie is you rotate people into the basketball game, and you look up, and all of a sudden, I mean, they've got Brandewee, Gasson, Gephardt, Heitkamp, Schultes, Holscher, Ratterman, Rose, Putoff, and Myring. those girls can they're interchangeable. I mean, they can throw them out there, and every time you turn around, they're bringing new people in and wearing you out.
Yeah, in a most recent victory over Jackson Center, get this, Chuck, Schulte scored 22, Taylor Ratterman pumped in 13, Dana Rose had a dozen, Kenzie Holscher added 11, Jaden Putoff drilled 10, Marissa Meiring had 15. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 scored 10 or better. Unbelievable balance. Offense everywhere. And then because of depth, defense wears you out.
Well, they play great defense. That's been a staple of Coach Siegel from the beginning. And these girls are no different. Boy, they come out. They play you man-to-man. Then they'll come out and do some half-court trap. They'll pick you up full court.
Right.
And you don't know what's getting ready to hit you. But they just rotate well, and they are incredibly well coached. Besides Coach Siegel, they've got, to me, the best assistant coaches in the league.
It's a quality coaching set, no question about it. Yeah, it's they've got offense, defense. If it were football, special teams. Extremely well covered, no question about it. Fort Loramie JVs took the heat off in the second half, built an early lead of 20 points, coasted to victory. I'm not sure that head coach Phil Barhorst of the JV program will be challenged very often this year, if at all.
Probably not. I was impressed with New Bremen's JVs, though. They were very challenged offensively, and that had a lot to do with Loramie's defense. But, boy, did they play hard, and they made everything tough. You know, I was thinking that Loramie was going to score probably in the 60s, and I think they ended up with like 38 or 40.
Right. New Bremen's got some very good scorers. You'll hear the names Kaylee Friend, outstanding volleyball player, 14 points per contest. Madison Cordonier, also averaging at 14. Ellie Retkerman, a 5'10 junior, at 7 points per game. Kyra Berkey, a 5'9 senior, also at 7 a game. You look down through this New Bremen roster. Head coach Chris Burden's only got one 12th grader, Chuck. It is a youthful team. Future looks bright in girls basketball here at New Bremen for sure.
Yeah, they play a lot of sophomores, and then what that does is that really kind of diminishes your JV team, which means now you're playing
right
freshmen, and your better sophomores are playing varsity. So, you know, but you want your kids to play at the highest level that they can compete in and get their time, and that's what they're doing with their sophomores playing JV.
Love the venue here at New Bremen, Chuck. If your eyes are not awake and alert when you come in, they are inside here. It is bright, and the cardinal and gold combination will open up your pupils.
Yeah, it's a good venue. It's a good place for us. We're right down on the floor,
right
on the opposite side of the scorer's table. This is about as good as it gets.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, including these three specifically from Fort Loramie for only Fort Loramie games. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs on the web at TomJerry's.com. We salute our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, couldn't have gotten started in 2006 and 7 without the great support from LaCal Equipment, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com is Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. More about Pinnacle and the fine owner, Jim Spitzer, in just a few minutes. Go to Pinnacle, because Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie will help you move forward. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. an outstanding underwriting sponsor. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified technicians at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. At Tom and Jerry's, we do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable. We've got the starting lineups and the tip-off in just a moment. Fort Loramie, New Bremen on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm running for Shelby County Sheriff. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com. Paid for the committee, Mark Jordan Sheriff.
Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie, a new sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Physical therapist Jim Spitzer has 21 years' experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's the owner of Pinnacle and is a fully qualified, licensed physical therapist. He works with you on an individual basis. He develops a truly customized treatment plan. He also creates a home program for you to maintain successful progress. And he treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. Also, he treats neck and back pain. Let us help you move forward at Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park Street in Fort Loramie. New underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Phone 937-419-1491, 937-419-1491. And Jim also owns Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation at 147 North Center in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you so much, Pinnacle. Starting lineups being introduced, Fort Loramie girls in the road, black, red numbers outlined in white. The white tennies with white socks and black shoestrings. New Bremen Cardinals in the home, white from top to bottom. Cardinal numerals outlined in gold. White tennis shoes, black shoestrings. Good crowd on hand for this game, Chuck. They've rolled back the seats on the far side. Here on the media side, we've got about two-thirds of this section, which goes some 20 rows back. Wow, I'd say it's two-thirds full.
That's Thursday night, and if you're New Bremen, A, you got a nice basketball team, so you want to come out and watch them play, and secondly, you got a chance to watch probably the best Division IV team in the state of Ohio, so why not come out and do it?
Exactly. Fans still filing in. We may be three-fourths full on this side before we get halfway through the opening quarter. Starting lineups for both teams are as follows. For the homestanding New Bremen Cardinals, Katie Howell, 5'6", junior at guard. Ellie Retkerman, forward, 5'10", junior. Kaylee Friend at a guard. She's a sophomore, 5'7" tall. Madison Cordonier in the middle. She's a junior at 5'10", and Kyra Berkey at forward, a 5'9" senior. Chris Burden, head coach of New Bremen in year number 8. Carla Siegel, head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins, opening tip to start the game. One by Fort Loramie, 1-2 quick passes. Schultes fires to Gebhardt. Driving layup is in, and in less than 6 seconds, five to be exact, Fort Loramie's on the board in front, 2-0. And here's that tenacious full-court pressure being applied in backcourt by the Redskins. New Bremen finally gets it up the floor and across the timeline. And then the ball is bobbled right in front of the Redskins bench. Lost out of bounds by New Bremen. Fort Loramie may have gotten a piece of it or was guilty of a blocking foul.
Yeah, it was a very poor call to start the game.
And that'll be the last mistaken call of the night.
Let's hope.
Ball inbounded by New Bremen. It's Howell. Howell throws toward the center line to a teammate. The ball goes over and back. That call was right on.
That was perfect. That would have been hard to miss. Of course, I thought the first one would have been, too.
Redskins go with Caitlin Gaston at guard, a junior. Kennedy Gebhardt, a senior at guard. Ava Shouldis up front. Ava, a sophomore. Dana Rose, a junior, to forward. Marissa Myring at the other forward spot. She's a senior. I count them, just 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors on this entire Fort Loramie roster. Kennedy Gebhardt, Taylor Ratterman, Macy Imwally, and Marissa Myring. Redskins worked it down inside to Shouldis, who was bumped while posting up in the lane. Her shot was way short, fouled in the act of shooting. Two free throws coming. The first is off the iron, no good. Second shot up and in, and it's 3-0 Redskins lead in the first 40 seconds. Here comes New Bremen in backcourt to the timeline. It goes to Friend. Friend on the left-hand dribble. Friend whips it into the right corner to Howell. Howell straight away to Ellie Retkerman. Ellie and Marissa Myring of Fort Loramie are two LaCal equipment spotlight performers. They will be highlighted at the halftime intermission break. Bad pass by New Bremen, picked off by Fort Loramie. Quickly, forecourt left, it's Gebhardt. Redskins lead 3-0. We played a minute, 10 seconds. Myring, ball high over her head. Straight away, Gebhardt. Now Dana Rose outside the arc on the left. Gives it up to Gaston. Good look inside to Myring. Finds the open player, Gebhardt, in the right corner, and she jacks up a three ball and swishes it through.
Had a toe on the line.
It's just a deuce. Boy, you talk about ball movement, Chuck. That was extraordinarily good.
That was perfect.
Here's a steal. It's swiped in backcourt by Gebhardt. Hand off to Myring. On the arc to Gaston. Into the post. Right back to Caitlin. Enters the lane. Doesn't shoot. Now to Shouldis to the right flank. Gebhardt with a shot fake. Now Gaston. Into the right corner. Hand off to Myring. She bowls her way into the lane. Leaves it for Rose on the arc. High left. Long high archer. Yes. That was a three for Dana Rose.
Yeah, boy. Her outside game has gotten better and better.
8-0 Fort Loramie. And Chris Burden, head coach of New Bremen, gets a timeout. 2 minutes gone in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, about which we spoke a moment ago, one of our underwriting sponsors. Make an appointment to eliminate those cold spots in your home or business. Go to the company website, TomJerry's.com. You can make an appointment right there or call Mike Holdhouse, 937-295-3243, 295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Here's New Bremen after the timeout attacking. Here's a hard drive into the lane. Little eight-footer by Madison Cordonier. No good off the back flange. Rebounding foul, Fort Loramie, over the shoulder of Ellie Retkerman on the stick back. And she's got two free ones coming, with Fort Loramie leading 8-0, 5:46 to go in the first. Shot by Ellie. Good. She pops it in. New Bremen breaks the ice, 8-1. Second free throw coming.
Coach Siegel feels like I do. That was a second blown call of the game.
Now, was it in the act of shooting, Chuck?
It wasn't a foul. It was a rebound.
Wow. How was she awarded two then?
I have no idea.
She makes one, misses one, 8-1. Fort Loramie in front with the ball. Forecourt in the left corner. It is Dana Rose. Long skip pass. Cross court to Gaston. Zone defense, New Bremen. Friend is out high, trying to choke off ball rotation. Now Ratterman gets it outside the arc on the left. Guns a bomb. No good off the back iron. Strong rebound by Shouldis. New Bremen tries to wrestle the ball away and fouls. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, 700 East Park, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, accepting all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. And you may not need a physician's referral. That could very well be the case. To make an appointment at Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Redskins in possession. Baseline left, Dana Rose. Good head fake. The drive to the basket. Lays it up, and she's got it. Wow. She got the defender off her feet and took it right to the hole. Here's New Bremen challenged in backcourt by Fort Loramie pressure. Ball whipped up the floor to Howell. Howell lobs to Friend. Baseline left. Bank shot. Got it. Well done. Kaylee Friend nails the two-pointer. 10-3 Fort Loramie back in a hurry. Baseline left, 17-footer, swish. Taylor Ratterman connects. Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor Bade. 4:35 to go here in the first period. New Bremen hustles down the floor in a hurry and is guilty of walking with the ball.
It was a rare two by Ratterman.
And she was a good two or three strides inside the arc. 4:36 left, opening quarter. Turnover, Cardinals. Redskins get it back, up 12-3. Here's Gasson, here's Rose, far side of the floor. Back to Gasson, nearly walks, drives into the lane, all the way to the rim, sprints to the basket, left it short. Rebound Fort Loramie, and a tug of war for the ball. Redskin player goes to the hardwood. Is it a walk? Is it a jump? What's been ruled?
They called a foul. I'll tell you what, Schultes is a rebounding machine so far. That was a tough rebound right there.
Head coach Chris Burden of New Bremen wanted steps called. Might have had an argument. It was close. That could have been a jump. Foul was ruled against New Bremen for grasping the back of the hand of the Fort Loramie player. Redskins inbounding, baseline left, 4:20 to go here in the first quarter. Redskins with a change. Having entered now is Corinne Eichkamp, a junior at guard. She's got the ball between the circles now. She's on the floor for Gasson. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
15-3 Redskins. Here's a drive by New Bremen, trying to whip the pressure. Darting into the lane goes Cordonier. Got the ball caught on her right hip, might have walked. Managed to get the ball out of her hands toward the backboard and has given a break, a two-shot foul. Fort Loramie fans in the background saying, wow, what was that all about?
Well, we were wrong when we were hoping that first one was going to be the only bad call.
Kyra Bertke sinks free throw number one for New Bremen. Second shot, Kyra in the air, yes. 15-5, Fort Loramie by 10. We played half the first quarter. Here's a bullet pass down the right side of the floor by Heitkamp, intended for a teammate, broken up by New Bremen, goes out of bounds. Inbounding is Colleen Brandewey on the floor now for the Redskins. She and Heitkamp in there as a pair in backcourt. Ratterman, Heitkamp, left side, behind the arc, triggers. It danced off the rim. Rebound below the basket by Meiring, but she had a toe on the stripe. 3:43 left, opening quarter. Fort Loramie 15, New Bremen 5. Here is Redkerman in backcourt. Passes to a teammate, deflected by Fort Loramie, goes out of bounds. That tenacious pressure by Fort Loramie. On the other side of the timeline, in your backcourt, as you try to bring the ball up, will wilt you eventually if you don't get it solved with a couple of crisp passes. And here's New Bremen, unable to snap it. Errant throw to midcourt, out of bounds, right here at the media table. Fort Loramie inbounds. It goes from Holscher, Kenzie, junior, six-footer. Ratterman available, deep left corner for Fort Loramie. Look out. She's got another one. Taylor Ratterman, splendid shooting, marvelous eye so far in this game. She has knocked down three long balls, a couple of them triples, one a lengthy deuce.
She has just been, this entire season has been shooting lights out.
And Chuck, I was joking with her and Marissa Meiring before the game, talking to Marissa. She's our LaCalle Equipment highlight player. at halftime. And I looked at Taylor and I said, there's a long three ball by Taylor Ratterman. It's good. It's tailor-made. And who would have thought we'd be talking about one made basket after another by Taylor in the first 5 minutes of this game tonight. 18-5, New Bremen down 13 to Fort Loramie. Friend in backcourt has the ball batted, and it goes out of bounds off Heitkamp. New Bremen to trigger. It's Bertke. Bertke to Katie Howell. Howell to midcourt. Dana Rose, length, intercepts the pass. Oh, the long arms of her. Pick it off. Handoff on the play to Gebhardt. Open, foul line extended right. Shot off the back brace, no good. Tie up on the rebound. Possession, New Bremen. 3:04 to go in the first, 18-5 Redskins. Substitution for New Bremen. Leaving the game, Madison Cordonier, Ellie Retkerman back in. Here's the ball whipped baseball style up the floor. Caught on the dead run by Friend. Look at her go. Dashing to the basket. Lays it through for two. That's how you whip a press, Chuck.
Yeah, that was very poor rotation that time by Lorimer.
Yeah, fire the ball over the top of that full court pressure as New Bremen did. And you get an easy one at the other end. Here's Dana Rose outside the arc. High left. Bingo! She's got a long three-pointer. A good stride or two behind the arc. Bullseye for Dana. 21-7, Fort Loramie quickly counters the fast break goal by New Bremen with a triple by Rose, and then a steal. Ball flicked away to Dana. Rose up the floor to Heitkamp. Outside the arc to Gebhardt. Ball rotated down low on the right to Meiering. She posts up and scores. Two more.
They're playing very, very well this evening so far. It's a great first quarter.
23-7. We still got 2 minutes to play. Errant pass picked off by Gebhardt. Throws it down the floor to a teammate. Layup is in. Colleen Brandewee, the recipient of the steal of the pass. And the scoreboard hits 25 for Fort Loramie. Still 2 minutes to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Oh, check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's Inc.com, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. New Bremen possession after the timeout. Foul called against Fort Loramie. A couple of free throws coming here for the Cardinals. And the shot is pumped up and made by Madison Cordonier, 5'10 junior. Tell you what, Chuck, the output so far for New Bremen of 8 beats what teams are averaging per quarter against Fort Loramie this year. Clubs came into this game averaging not much more than 4.5 points a period. Cardinals have got 8, and this is a skillful New Bremen team. Fort Loramie is just playing splendidly so far through the first 6 minutes plus.
Absolutely. This is as well as they've played so far that we've seen.
The free throw made, one missed by New Bremen. Fort Loramie's got the ball, forecourt left. Oh, a little give and go. Lob down inside. Gebhardt to put off. And she's hit from the backside, trying to go up strong and score. And she's awarded two. At the line for the Redskins is Jaden Putoff, Jr. Minute 38 left, opening period. Fort Loramie on a pace to score 100.
Carla won't let that happen. No.
Fort Loramie registers point number 26 in the first 6.5 minutes of the opening stanza. And Putoff puts up the second free throw. Feather-like touch, front rim, backboard in 27-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's an attempted full court pass by New Bremen, but it's thrown short by Leah Truman, a 5'6 sophomore who's checked in. Fort Loramie with the easy pick at midcourt. And then a drive to the basket by the Redskins. Ball is punched out of bounds by New Bremen. Below the rim, Fort Loramie inbounds. Ball thrown wide of Meyering. Kenzie Holscher tracks it down near midcourt and sets up the attack from there. Kenzie, one of those young ladies, versatile. Very much
yeah,
so.
She can play anywhere.
Any spot on the floor. And Kenzie is comfortable. Here is put off high left, open, three-point shot, rim, backboard, no good. Offensive rebound, though, by the Redskins. Give it up to Gebhard, high left. Hits a cutter in the lane, Holscher. Shot deflected, and New Bremen comes away with it. A minute to go in the first. Cardinals down the left side of the floor. Getting boxed in over there is Truman, and Fort Loramie swipes it. Here's a run out by the Redskins the other way. Driving layup, yes, by Fort Loramie's Gasson. Gasson streaking to the rim for two. And Gasson breaks up a pass down at the New Bremen end of the floor. She gets a fist on it and drives it up into the second row. 40 seconds to go, opening period, 29-8 in favor of Fort Loramie.
Well, you know, we talked about their balance. In the first quarter, eight young ladies have scored so far, and two of them have 8 points apiece.
Uncanny. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, founding sponsor of ScoresBroadcast.com, manufacturing quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities, contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, salt spreaders. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, the present corporation, established in Jackson Center in 1982. And LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. And ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 13 years ago thanks to assistance from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. And we thank LaCal very much. A turnover each way. New Bremen ball, 23 seconds left in the first. Redskins up 29-8. Backcourt, it is Friend. Up over the timeline, check by Gasson, dribbles down the right side of the floor, into the corner, gives it to Retterman, picked off, though, by Fort Loramie. That or Retterman at midcourt with 10 seconds to go, to Gasson, to Retterman. Fakes the three, goes to the foul line, veers to the corner, five to play, outside the arc on the left, it's Brandewey, open, 17-footer, hits the back rim, and the quarter finishes. Fort Loramie 29, New Bremen 8. Girls high school basketball on a Thursday night from New Bremen on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Thanks so much to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Imp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. And Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like Brookins. We start the second quarter with Fort Loramie up at 21, 29-8. Redskins have the ball at the high post at Schultes. Right wing to Holscher, back to Schultes. Baseline right, 12-footer, hit the rim, no good. Gasson dives into the lane to steal the rebound. And then the ball is punched over the baseline. Touched by New Bremen, Redskins possession.
That's a nice block. Gasson did a good job going to the basket, and they sent her back out.
Gasson looking, fires a pass, head of the key to Holscher. 30 seconds gone, second quarter. Outside the arc, near side, it's Radiman to Gasson. Wristley worked to the right side to Rose. Outside the arc, near wing, it's Radiman. Little shake and bake move and a walk.
As she moved both feet.
7:19 left in the second. Oh, we thank Rushi sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here in the month of December, right up to Christmas, everything made up in the store, 15 to 50% off. Come take advantage of the big savings at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. After a New Bremen turnover at midcourt, Redskins get it back. Schultes head of the key. Right wing Holscher straddles the arc, lets one fly, air balls it out of bounds to the left of the backboard. New Bremen possession.
Probably not Kenzie's forte, shooting the three from out there.
Ball inbounded by New Bremen in backcourt. Dribbling up the left side, Kyra Berkey. Another horizontal pass. Now here's one vertical. Pitch down the floor to Reckerman. Cross-court foul line extended left to the jump shooter. It is launched up there by Aaliyah Truman. Short, grazed the rim. Long rebound to Fort Loramie. Quickly head of the key. Gasson lets it fly. That's within her range. No good. Off the heel. Rebound down to New Bremen. Oh, good poke away. Nicely done by Schultes. Into the hands of Radiman. Right back to Ava. Cross-court skip pass to the Redskins point guard Gasson, who sets up the attack with 6:12 to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie up 29-8. Radiman open outside the arc on the right. Long bomb is no good, but because of three earlier makes by her, she was guarded so closely by New Bremen, Chuck, on that shot that she was grazed, got the advantage of a bump call. Referee signals three shots for Taylor Radiman.
Yeah, they got her on the elbow on the release. That's going to mess up your shot every time. It's a good call.
Taylor at the stripe, swish on the free throw.
I like that, Taylorman.
Yes, that's a new one. Also tailor-made.
Tailor-made Taylorman.
He's got two more coming, and each of the first two swish didn't even touch the ring.
They don't need to.
A couple of changes. Fort Loramie now with Heitkamp on the floor along with Meyering, Rose, Ratterman, and that is Schultes as well. Taylor Radiman connects three in a row, just like clockwork.
They've played 10 girls in the first half. And like I said, they're just interchangeable.
A team and a B team.
Now they're going to pick them up half court. They took the full court off. Now they're going to pick them up and trap them half court.
Tell you what, Chuck, it's almost like two A-plus teams. No drop-off. No drop-off whatsoever. Here's a steal at midcourt by Meyering. Then Meyering is crowded as she comes down the floor into the half court. And little contact, no foul, probably a good no call. But Marissa was jostled just a bit, ruled to have double dribbled, and New Bremen gets it back. 5:50 left to go here in the second quarter. Redskins up 32-8. Here's New Bremen with a good pass, traveling one third of the floor down inside to Ellie Reckerman, and she's got it for two.
That's how you break the half court trap. You throw the ball diagonal.
Gebhardt outside the arc on the left tries to take advantage of a moving screen by Dana Rose, and it's called. Foul on Rose. 32-10, Fort Loramie, 5:20 left to go here in the second quarter. New Bremen up the floor, Aaliyah Truman, 5'6 sophomore, bad pass, picked off by Schultes, driving down the floor, barrels to the rim, left-hand layup, good, and a foul against New Bremen. Redskins off and running. 3 minutes into the second quarter, 32 points have been tallied already. Substitution for New Bremen as Truman leaves. Let's check the five out there now for the Cardinals. Redkerman and Friend as Shultz completes the three-point play. She pumps home the free one. Lily Leonard's in, a 5'8 sophomore for this young New Bremen team. Here's a cross-court pass to Friend, baseline right. Hop, step, and a jump to the basket. Ooh, tough break. In and out, no good. Baseline, she tries to save, can't do it.
She made a nice move to the basket that time, just couldn't get the ball to drop.
Yeah, excellent maneuver to the rim.
And she is only a sophomore. I'll tell you what, I'm kind of impressed with her.
Berkey, Leonard's, the Redkerman on the floor for the Cardinals. Friend out there as well. High left with the ball. Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. In the left corner, Meiring steps inside the arc, puts up a 15-foot jumper, got it. Right on the button.
Tell you what, for that corner on either side of the baseline, she is deadly.
Uh-huh, that's her spot. At 13, 14 feet baseline, interception, Fort Loramie, run out the other way. Look at Gebhardt go, speeding to the rim, up and good. Head coach Chris Burden of New Bremen gets a timeout. 4:26 left in the second. Redskins 39, New Bremen 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at New Bremen High School on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Unofficially, Chuck, our media friends here at the table are circulating a stat. 26 shots for Loramie, 6 shots taken by New Bremen.
Well, that probably comes down to the fact that they've turned the ball over 17 times.
There you go. The Redskins defensively suffocating through the first quarter and a half of this game. New Bremen, forecourt right, deep into the corner. It is Berkey. Long fadeaway triple, no good. Offensive rebound, Leonard's in the paint area. It's jabbed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Ball inbounded by the Cardinals below the rim. Flipped into the corner to Berkey. She jumps and lets it go right there to poke it up into the air and swipe it is Shultz for Fort Loramie. Ball thrown down the floor to Meiring. Meiring spins in the post. Open from 13. Got it.
I think we're seeing the complete half anyway for Loramie.
Oh, here's a cross-court pass by New Bremen. Telegraphed. Picked off by Ava Shultz. She darts the other way. Driving layup is in. Fort Loramie 43, New Bremen 10. 3:40 left here in the second quarter. New Bremen to midcourt. Hemmed in is Leonard's. And it's ruled a jump tied up before Loramie. Arrow, ball out of bounds to the Redskins. Alternating arrow.
Got Macy Imwally coming in now. This will be the 11th player for the Redskins.
And I thought the ball was awarded.
The ball should be New Bremen.
It is New Bremen's. I mistakenly said Fort Loramie.
Well, the arrow, it was wrong. They switched it.
New Bremen with the ball at side court. It is Berkey throwing in into the hands of Radiman for Fort Loramie. She darts down the floor to Holscher. Out back to Dana Rose. And she lets it go from three-point territory. Swish on the money again.
This is a clinic.
Wow. Fort Loramie is shooting beautifully, passing the ball extremely well. And the defense is stopping New Bremen cold. It has thoroughly stifled the Cardinals. Fort Loramie with about 25 more shots in this game than New Bremen. We've still got 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here's a baseline power move by Madison Cordonier of New Bremen. Shot no good. but she's cracked on the arm, and she's got two free throws coming.
Cordonier's been very active. This is her third trip to the free throw line. She's shooting two.
And she pumps it up and in. And we've got a hockey line change for Fort Loramie. Players out, players in. Clara Gebhardt on the floor, a junior. Free throw, Madison Cordonier. Yes. Got them both. 45-12 Redskins. 3 minutes left, second quarter. Midcourt Gasson. Right side pass, Macy Imwali. Now to Gasson. Left flank, it goes to Schultes on the arc. Tries to go to Ratterman, cutting to the foul line. And it is tipped on the play by New Bremen and stolen. Down the floor to Katie Howell. Howell gives it up to Friend. 25 feet away, Cordonier. Dribbles into a hot box in the corner. Two black shirts around her. She tries to bounce it off a Redskin and does so.
Yeah, got herself in hot water down there in the corner, but she bailed herself out.
She was in a pickle, but alertly threw it off the leg of a visiting player. 45-12. Redskins lead by 33. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Cordonier foul line. A little dipsy-do move. 16-foot jump shot. Good. Nice jumper by Madison Cordonier of New Bremen. She juked to the left, juked to the right, let one fly, and nailed it. Off-balance shot, Imwali in the lane for Fort Loramie. Crowded by a New Bremen player, missed it. New Bremen got the rebound, stolen on the play by Schultes. Schultes cuts to the basket and banks it home with the left hand. What a play by Ava. 2:03 left in the second quarter. Redskins up 47-14. Ball weaved out top to Howell. Howell to Cordonier, nearly walked. In the right corner, Friend. And she is cornered by two Fort Loramie players, one of whom commits a foul. Coming up here at halftime, it's our Wilson Sports Medicine halftime report. We'll also highlight a couple players from each team. Thanks to Local Equipment, which promotes academic and athletic success. Local and Jackson Center, a founding underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Ellie Retkerman of New Bremen will be under the spotlight, as will Marissa Meiring of Fort Loramie. Free throw off to the right, no good. Fort Loramie with the rebound. Cordonier swipes it. She stole it, picked the pocket of the Redskin. Tried a reverse layup. It danced off the iron, but Madison was fouled, and she's right back at the charity stripe. Minute 46 to go here in the second. Pace of the game slowing down. Thanks to whistles. Shot by Cordonier. Good. That's three in a row for her.
Good looking junior out there.
Cordonier pops it in. 47-15 Fort Loramie. Second shot, Madison. Dips the knees in the air. Up and through once more. 47-16 Redskins. Gasson to midcourt. Picked up by Friend. Gasson throws right side to Ratterman. Ball high overhead. Looks for the cutter. Can't find her. Paige Eilerman in now, junior for the Redskins. She's appeared, as has Clara Gebhardt and Macy Imwali. Baseline right, Fort Loramie with the ball. Top of the circle, Gasson. Left side, Ratterman. They look down inside for Eilerman. Can't find her. Last Fort Loramie game we covered here on Scores Broadcast. Eilerman got in and made a late game hoop before the buzzer. Here's a baseline jump shot by Fort Loramie. No good. Rebound New Bremen. A minute left in the half. And then a pass to midcourt by the Cardinals. Hits the scorer's table on the far side.
I think it woke Phil Barhorst up. He's getting a drink.
47-16. Redskins lead it. Fort Loramie inbounding in backcourt. Gasson up and over the timeline. Outside the arc on the left to Eilerman. Now Ratterman. Now Gebhardt. Popping out of the left is Ratterman. Open three-pointer. Jacks it up. It is no good off the back of the iron. Rebound down into Bremen. Cordonier up the floor. Double team being hounded. Stolen on the play by Gasson. Gasson pulls up on the elbow. Loses it. Gets it back. Fires to Ratterman in the right wing. And she jumps and shoots from three-point land and drills home another one. Taylor Ratterman on fire here tonight at New Bremen for Fort Loramie. Tell you what, if she gets the slightest opening, Chuck, and gets her feet set, look out.
Yeah, she's got her, she has really increased her release. The quickness of her release has made her just so much better.
10 seconds to go, first half. An overplay by Fort Loramie at midcourt. A steal by Gasson. She's off and running the other way, and she lays it through with 2 seconds to go. 52-16, Fort Loramie at the half. All Redskins over the Cardinals through the first two quarters. Chuck, we might have been looking for the most complete half of Fort Loramie play this year. We talked about it in the pregame. Weren't sure had we seen back-to-back quarters splendidly played by Fort Loramie this season. We've seen certainly a quarter here, a quarter there of marvelous performances. But here tonight, 2 8-minute first periods, second periods of play. A phenomenal first half of Fort Loramie. A great initial 16 minutes, and the Redskins lead by 36 points at the break. 52-16 over New Bremen. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I'd like to make a toast to the barbecue beef melt smothered in sweet, tangy barbecue sauce on Texas toast from Frisch's Big Boy.
Cheers!
Well, I'd like to make a toast to their new cranberry turkey melt covered in their cranberry tartar sauce, also on Texas toast.
Hear, hear!
And I would like to make a toast to the Monte Cristo with ham and Swiss cheese and drizzled with warm syrup.
Was that a fake accent?
Well, it's on French toast, so I thought I...
Yeah, that's not a French accent.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at New Bremen. Fort Loramie with a commanding 52-16 lead over the Cardinals after two quarters of play. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants, a new underwriting sponsor on ScoresBroadcast.com. Reese Myring with major business clients, which it served now for 25 years. CPAs on staff. It performs tax and financial services for you, the individual. It's also a full-service accounting firm and performs controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software and setup, and consulting for business startups. Thanks to the internet, computer technology, and easy-to-use accounting software, Reese Myring can serve your business efficiently, whether you're close or far away. In Fort Loramie, it's Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants. Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's. It's family-owned and builds a quality name, a customer at a time. Make an appointment online through the company website, tomjerrys.com, or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. That's Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit tomjerrys.com. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report, Chuck, It is a talented New Bremen team. It's a young club. Head coach Chris Burden in his eighth year says it's his most athletic team in eight seasons, but it is youthful, and Fort Loramie's experience is showing. Redskins with what we think is probably their most complete half of the year against a solid 6-1 New Bremen team, 52-16 Skins at the break.
Well, they turned them over 23 times, and I don't keep track of this, but of those 23 turnovers, a lot of them were turned into baskets at the other end.
Right.
You know, they were open court turnovers where Loramie just took the ball the other end, shot the ball. Individual or team rebounding, 12-8 rebounding advantage for Loramie, 4-2 on the offensive boards. Like I said, New Bremen turned it over 23 times. Loramie turned it over 5. Loramie 7-8 from the free throw line. New Bremen 8-11. Individual scoring for the Cardinals. Madison Cordonier had a nice first half. She scored 9. They've got 4 out of Friend and 3 out of Retkerman. They scored 8 in each quarter, 16 for the half. Loramie, on the other hand, had 14 points from Taylor Ratterman. They got 10 points from Dana Rose, 8 from Schultes, 6 from Gephardt. They got 4 from Gasson. They got 6 from Myring, 2 from Putoff, 2 from Brandewee. They scored 29 and 23, 52-16 at the half.
Chuck, we covered the Fort Loramie West Liberty Salem game. Not a good first half for Fort Loramie that night. Much better second half. Let's see, we covered the Redskins against who was the other opponent?
We had them against Minster, where they and they had a slow start to the game.
Yep.
But then picked it up, put them away in the second half easily.
Redskins have overwhelmed Shelby County Athletic League competition. Well, for my money, this is the best two quarters Redskins have put together so far this year. I don't think head coach Carla Siegel could ask for any improvement anywhere in her club's performance tonight.
No, I don't know how she could.
Marvelous. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Fort Loramie 52, New Bremen 16 at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our halftime underwriting sponsor, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Fort Loramie 52, New Bremen 16 here at the half. It's our student-athlete spotlight segment brought to you by LaCal Equipment, which promotes student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's done so now for 13 years. LaCal, a founding sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, couldn't have gotten started without the help of LaCal. And we highlight Marissa Myring, senior at Fort Loramie, 3.9 GPA, daughter of Kevin and Betsy, active in National Honor Society, mathletes, senior class officer, a student United Way program, fine volleyball player. She'll attend Wright State and study in the nurse practitioner program. Ellie Retkerman, junior at New Bremen, 4.0 GPA, daughter of Betty and Kirk. She is active in student council, FFA, National Honor Society, FCA, undecided about her college of choice. She will study criminology. Ellie Retkerman, Marissa Myring under the spotlight here tonight thanks to LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. As I mentioned, LaCalle, a founding underwriting sponsor, couldn't have gotten off the ground back in 2006 and 7 without the support from LaCalle, which was founded in L.A., California, moved to Jackson Center, Shelby County, Ohio, in 1982. So much gratitude from scoresbroadcast.com to LaCalle. We appreciate you so much. Well, we start the third quarter, and right away New Bremen ties up Fort Loramie. Arrow says Cardinals ball. 52-16, Redskins lead. Opening half minute, third period of play. New Bremen's got the ball outside the arc on the left wing. It is Howell. Howell flips it off on the play to Kyra Berkey in the lane. Madison Cordonier, a leaner from 10 feet. Good. Nice play.
Tell you what, if it wasn't for Cordonier, they wouldn't have 10 points.
52-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. That was a sparkling effort there on that last play by Cordonier. Here's Fort Loramie fumbling the ball in the half court, and then a couple players collide. Toppled to the floor is Howell of New Bremen. Foul against Schultes of Fort Loramie. Cardinals bring it down. 52-18, Redskins lead it. If you're Chris Burden, head coach of New Bremen, Chuck, you approach this third quarter, the start of the second half, as if it's maybe a new game, right?
Well, you just got to calm down and quit throwing so many bad passes.
Here's a New Bremen jump shot, foul line. It is no good, missed on the play by Friend. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. It's Gasson, Gebhardt, Rose, Myring, Schultes, the five who began the game, on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Here's a shot inside the arc from the left wing by Rose. It's short. Rebound skips across the rim to Gebhardt in the corner. On the arc to Gasson. Gasson to Dana. Dana foul line. Spins, can't shoot. Goes to Myring, left baseline, choked off. At the Gasson, rotated around to Gebhardt. Ball lobbed inside for Schultes. Ball thrown over the outreaching arm of Kyra Berkey of New Bremen, goes out of bounds.
That's three turnovers to steer in the third quarter, so we spoke too soon on a complete game. They got to calm down a little bit. You get a lead like this and you start losing focus a little bit.
Can't help but have a letdown, that's for sure. 6:16 to go, third quarter, 52-18 Fort Loramie. Katie Howell down the right side for New Bremen, throws on top to Friend. Checked tightly by Corinne Heitkamp, who's in now for Fort Loramie. Here is a long three ball by Berkey right in front of the New Bremen bench. Around and out, slapped out of bounds by the Redskins.
Tell you one thing, if you're going to have a slow start, you're going to have some subs come in, which is what they've already subbed three here.
Uh-huh. Yep, if your game's not on par, you can expect to be subbed out if you're on the Redskins roster. Ball thrown by New Bremen into the post to Cordonier. Turnaround shot from 10 feet off to the left. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor to Holscher. Left side to Ratterman. She's left open. Look out. And she cans another one. A long distance three.
I would assume they also talked about maybe finding Ratterman.
Yep, New Bremen has not guarded her well enough in this game. And that's an understatement. Here's a long three straight away by Berkey. No good for New Bremen. Good offensive rebound by Friend, and she's fouled. Two shots for her. 5:27 to go, third quarter, 55-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. Friend dips the knees, eyes the basket. Shot is no good.
A little flat. She's 0 for 2 from the free throw line. She's a pretty good shooter.
Tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, Fort Loramie boys who suffered their first loss of the year this past Tuesday at Jackson Center. Travel to St. Henry, Redskins against the Redskins. Tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10 tomorrow night from St. Henry. Free throw by Friend. Dances around the rim, hits about every centimeter of it, and goes in. 55-19 Fort Loramie. Redskins with a marvelous first half. Here's Ratterman open behind the arc, left flank. It bounced around, came off. Good, strong offensive rebound. Marissa Meiring up and through.
She is becoming more active.
57-19 Redskins. 5 minutes to play in the third. Here's Berkey, left flank, double teamed. And as a result, makes a sloppy pass, picked off by Holscher. Lead out to a teammate, it's Meiring. Drives, missed it short, no good. Stick back, Holscher, no. Scrap for the loose ball, New Bremen's got it, a white shirt, flips it out to Friend. Almost broken up by Fort Loramie. New Bremen retains possession, and Kyra Berkey gets the finish at the other end. 57-21. In favor of Fort Loramie, 4:28 to play here in the third. High left, it goes to Meiring, who skips into the lane, leaves it deep right corner for Heitkamp. Corinne hoists up a triple, a little heavy on the shot, and the rebound is tapped out by Fort Loramie. New Bremen will bring it down, trailing 57-21. Midway through the third quarter. And don't forget, on Saturday night, we're right back here at New Bremen. Boys action. Anna Rockets open up their 2019-20 basketball campaign after having won the state championship in Division VI football. Congrats again to head coach Nick Marino and his outstanding football team. Chuck, again, I marvel at the statistic I heard two or three days after the state championship. I was at the Clancy-sponsored meal in the Anna High School cafeteria and heard at that time that Anna on defense generated something like 170 tackles for lost yardage during the 15-game football season. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
That's very, very good.
And do the math, that's almost three or four a quarter. And as we talk about football,
that was downtown right there.
Taylor Ratterman says you better get back to talking basketball as she just tossed in a 26-foot three-pointer.
And she's got 20 for the game.
That ball was made from out on Route 66 somewhere. Well, or Route 274, which is a little closer. She couldn't have made it from 66.
That'd been a tough shot.
Ratterman's got how many points on the night, Chuck?
She's got 20.
20 for Taylor. After a New Bremen miss, Dana Rose flings up a three. It hits the rim twice, comes off, tie up on the rebound. It will be a possession for the Cardinals. As I mentioned early on in this game, I was joking around with Taylor in the second row during the JV game, and I said, Taylor, here's what it might be like tonight. Long jump shot, but Taylor Ratterman, it's good. Another three-pointer Taylor made, and that's what it's been.
She's been very, very good.
One after another.
Five of them.
2:55 to go here in the third quarter. New Bremen Cardinals down 60-21 to Fort Loramie. Pressure at midcourt by the Redskins, who steal. Taken away by Rose. Hits Holscher, the outlet. Layup with the left hand. Got it. Here comes New Bremen to midcourt. It is Madison Cordiner, leaves it out back for Truman. Aaliyah, right side of the floor to Katie Howe. She's doubled, gives it up to Friend. Bad throw cross court, right into the lap of Holscher. Holscher to the timeline, down to Gasson. 2:22 left. Left wing Ratterman, third quarter of play. Rose baseline, fakes right, nice. Goes left. Oh, reverse layup, left hit short.
That was a good move right there.
Yeah, though. That might have been the offensive move of the night had it gone. Rebound, New Bremen, ripped away and stolen by Holscher, who puts it in for two more.
I like her left hand.
2 minutes left here in the third period. 64-21 Fort Loramie. And here is a foul against the Redskins' Colleen Brandewey as she tried to put the clamps on New Bremen's Aaliyah. Truman grabbed her arm.
Yep, she looked and she goes, that was me.
Hand in the cookie jar. Ratterman comes out, and she put on a shooting exhibition here tonight, a clinic.
Ice her elbow down, get her ready to come back for the fourth quarter.
How to make one three-pointer after another. Oh, what a great steal by Fort Loramie. Long heave down the floor to Gasson. Driving layup short. Rebound Rose. Tussle for the ball. What's been called? I think New Bremen grabbed her arm. Chuck, I missed what you were wowing about down to the left.
The save that time. Rose got it. She was stepping out of bounds and threw the ball behind her back on a perfect pass for the steal.
And Chuck, that symbolizes, in a way, what this Fort Loramie girls basketball team is all about. And that symbolizes it, too. Depth. Ball thrown in bounds to put off. 16-footer right behind the foul stripe. Nothing but cord. All net.
I want to say that Jaden Putoff would be the best basketball player on any other team in the Shelby County League.
Yeah, that's for sure. Here is New Bremen, far left side of the floor, cornered right in front of head coach Chris Burden, who gets a timeout. Minute 28 to go, third quarter, 66-21. Redskins, I'll be back to finish my thought when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Chuck, what I was about to say was, yeah, it's a scoring machine. Redskins have reeled off 66 points. We've still got a minute 20 to go in the third. Fort Loramie's probably going to reach 90 in this contest tonight. But you know what? It's a complete team. You see, with the save that you commented on a moment ago by Dana Rose, spectacular effort, leaping off the court of play above the first row of the stands.
With a 45-point lead.
Yes, to flip it back right to a teammate. Baseline put off with the ball for the Redskins, tied up by New Bremen, maybe a foul. Minute 7 to go in the third, 66-21 Fort Loramie.
And I like to see, too, Coach Siegel over there still coaching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she is constantly working her players. You know, excellence is one of those things, Chuck. It's not a plateau. You don't reach it and stay there.
No, absolutely not.
Excellence is a process of striving constantly to be the best you can be. That's what excellence is all about.
Yeah, I like the way they share the ball. It doesn't seem like any of these girls care who scores as long as somebody's scoring.
Redskins just turned it over. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter, leading 66-21. New Bremen tries to throw to the post to Retterman, and Fort Loramie gets in the path of the pass and picks it off. Down the floor to Gasson, high right to put off, right corner Rose, hoists up a three, overshoots it. Oh, a neat weak side rebound by Colleen Brandewey of the Redskins, who fires to Gasson straight away. She resets the attack. Here's Brandewey, foul line. Good effort by New Bremen, and a Cardinal player knots her up. It was Truman who got a mitt on the leather. Arrow favors Skins.
Took it one dribble too deep.
21 seconds to go, third quarter. Ball thrown into Rose, double team, can't shoot. Flips it back to Gasson, who'd thrown it inbounds. Gasson was open behind the arc in the right corner, and swisheroo on the three ball by Caitlin Gasson. 8 seconds left in the period. 69-21, Fort Loramie. Dribbling into trouble into the right corner. It's Riley Trentman, 5'7", sophomore for New Bremen.
What a bad break for New Bremen. They just got a held ball. It's going to be their ball with 0.6 seconds to go, so it cost them a possession.
Yeah, somehow or other, you've got to get the ball to the rim in 0.6 against this Fort Loramie defense. You got to throw it toward the basket up in the air. It's pitched in the corner to Reckerman, and Reckerman can't get away or turn around, Jay, as the period closes out. 69-21, Fort Loramie after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We salute a new underwriting sponsor here tonight on Scores Broadcast.com. It's Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loraming, 700 East Park. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loraming, a brand new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Barker Insurance, located south of Anna, north of Sydney, Route 25A, the number one most valued agency in the area. Customizing auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You are covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. And that is for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance. We start the fourth with the ball for Fort Loraming, Marissa Meiring, and she is grabbed on the arm as she slides into the paint area. Gasson to inbound it. Don't forget, Brookins in Fort Loraming, the place to be for outstanding roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and that pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food always cooked fresh. Carl Arns puts his heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins in Fort Loraming at 10 Elm Street. Brookins also ideal for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. No place like Brookins in Fort Loraming, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookinspub.com. Well, we've got action fast and furious starting the fourth quarter, Chuck, but no points on the board yet.
Nothing yet. No, we had a couple of New Bremen turnovers already.
And Marissa Meiring fouled for the second time in the early part of the fourth quarter. This one results in a two-shotter for her, and her first is up and no good. A little too much oomph on it. Second shot, Marissa, back rim, comes down, back rim again, rebound New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals into the forecourt. Far left wing, it goes to Howell, Howell on the dribble. She looks for a teammate, can't find one. Oh, Ratterman steals it, and there's a long throw down the floor to a teammate, caught low on the left and laid in by Imwally.
Meiring.
I'm sorry, Marissa Meiring. Got Macy Imwally on the two-pointer. Let's give credit where it's due. 71-21, a 50-point spread. Here's New Bremen at midcourt. Ball tip of Fort Loraming into backcourt. Meiring gobbles it up. Oh, do they share the ball. Meiring, Radiman, right back to Marissa for a deuce.
That was outstanding.
73-21, Fort Loraming in the lead. Early on in the fourth. Outside the arc on the left. New Bremen's got it. Goes to Reckerman to Howell. Howell may have slid a step or two, not called. Jump shot, Cardinals is short. Touched by Fort Loraming, goes out of bounds.
I think the one official has lost her interest in the game. When she makes a call, it's like she's bored.
Well, if that is the case, she shouldn't show that.
It's pretty obvious.
Shouldn't show that emotion. Here is New Bremen inbounding.
Nice.
Oh, a good post-up move. Low on the left. Who got that two-pointer?
Retkerman.
Ellie Retkerman.
Nice inbound, and she did a good job going strong.
Ellie concluded the play. She was our New Bremen locale equipment spotlight player at halftime. Here's Holscher on the post. Feeds it back out to Gaston inside the three-point line for Fort Loraming. And she hurls up a long two-pointer. No good off the back rim. Rebounded by New Bremen. Quickly down the floor. Inside to Reckerman, who concludes another one. Two-pointer. Couple of goals in a row by Reckerman. Maybe the first time all night, Chuck. New Bremen's made back-to-back hoops. Here's a baseline J by Meiring of Fort Loramie. A little too much length. Weak side rebound to Friend of New Bremen with 5:26 to play here in the fourth. Friend up the far right side. Hooks a pass toward the top of the key. Ratterman intercepts. There she goes. Up and, oh, she missed it.
Way too close.
How about that? 5 3-pointers by Taylor tonight. But she can't finish the open fast break layup. Redskins do get the offensive rebound, though. Left side Holscher steps inside the arc. 5 minutes to play in the fourth. Now Gasson sizes up a three from the left corner. Short. Rebound touched out of bounds. It will belong to whom?
I think she called it. You just don't even know what she blew the whistle, and you have no idea what she called.
Yeah, reach-in foul against Fort Loramie, attempting to track down that board. Well, New Bremen will bring it down, trailing 73-25 with 4:53 to go here in the fourth. Cardinals to the timeline. Ball thrown to Katie Howell outside the arc near flank to Chloe Bornhorst, who's in now, 5'10 sophomore. Very young but highly athletic New Bremen team. Ball pitched into the middle of the floor. Tie-up occurs. Two black shirts, two white shirts. So many thanks to Eilerman Construction here on ScoresBroadcast.com, a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction, creating new homes, building additions, remodeling, serving customers in a 50-mile radius around Fort Loramie, Lima to Dayton, and from Mercer to Logan County as well. Eilerman works with you every step of the way to ensure that you create the home or addition precisely the way you want it to look and feel. The Dan Eilerman Construction team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you every single step of the way. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824. A couple of free throws by New Bremen, 73-27. Redskins lead here is Gebhardt outside the arc on the right. Moving screen against Brandewee of Fort Loramie. That's a couple times tonight the Redskins have been slapped with that call.
I think that's been called on both teams about 8 times. That was Cordonier made both those free throws again. She's a good-looking junior.
73-27, Fort Loramie in the lead. Madison Cordonier with the ball on the weave. Goes baseline to Friend. Hooks it to Howell straight away. Spin move, foul line, can't shoot. Back to Friend. She weaves, drives down the lane, running shot, no good. Defensive foul, Fort Loramie. As I said several minutes ago, Redskins would get to 90 tonight, Chuck. They may be hard-pressed to get there now.
Yeah, they have scored a lot of points to get there.
73-27. Free throws, Friend, New Bremen, swish. Foul to the act of shooting. Redskins put together 16 minutes of about the highest quality Division IV girls basketball you'd ever want to see.
I'm going to call this a complete game because, when you're up 35 points and or 45 points in the second half, you're going to lose focus.
Oh, yeah. Yep, can't help but take the foot off the pedal a little bit. Head coach Chris Burden, 8th year at New Bremen, very athletic team. It's a club that was 6-1 coming in, having beaten Anna and Houston easily, lost at New Knoxville. And it's a club which will make its mark on the Midwest Athletic Conference. One of two free throws made by the Cardinals, and then New Bremen fouls. Heitkamp at midcourt, 3:50 left in the fourth.
You think Anna sees the score tomorrow, they're going to go, oh boy, I can't wait to get a hold of Loramie.
Yeah, Rockets and Redskins play Saturday. Here's Dana Rose with the ball in the left corner for Fort Loramie. 3:40 remaining. Corinne Heitkamp outside the arc on the right wing to Gebhardt. Gebhardt crossover dribble. Gives it up on the play to Brandewee. Now Heitkamp. Now Gebhardt. 3.5 to go in the fourth. Gebhardt goes cross court to Rose. Outside the lane on the left. Muscles up a shot short. But she earns two free ones. 3:24 to go here in the fourth. Again, thanks so much to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp is, taking pride in offering prompt and professional assistance. Tom and Jerry's, call Mike Holdhouse for an appointment, 937-295-3243, or go online and make an appointment there at TomJerry's.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. It's going to get quite warm before Christmas and then chill down after the first of the year. So if you need to eliminate those cold spots, call on Tom and Jerry's. Here is a steal by Fort Loramie. Redskins go the other way. Driving layup, no good. Aggressive foul from the backside against New Bremen. Chuck, I missed free throws a moment ago by the Redskins. Is that Dana?
It was Friend. She made one, missed one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Fort Loramie shot the
house. Oh, on the other end, yeah. Rose, she made one, missed one.
Okay.
Somebody made one, missed one.
Gebhardt at the line now for Fort Loramie. Double bonus. Shot no good off the back rim. 3:06 to go in the fourth. 74-28. Redskins lead it. Shot again by Gebhardt is on target. Substitution. Kennedy comes out. Redskins now have Dana Rose on the floor along with Macy Imwale. The putoffs there. Colleen Brandewee, and it's Corinne Heitkamp who is the fifth. New Bremen with the ball, deep in the right corner. It goes on the play to Trentman. Trentman flips it to a teammate. Ball deflected out of bounds by Fort Loramie, and New Bremen gets a timeout with 2:48 to play, and Fort Loramie leading in this girls' game tonight here at New Bremen, 75-28 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education.
And don't forget, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Plus the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. That's GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Physical therapist Jim Spitzer has 21 years of experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's the owner of Pinnacle Sports Therapy and is a fully qualified licensed physical therapist. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. 419-1491. He also owns Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, P-I-N-N-A-C-L-E. Sports Therapy, new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, a New Bremen miss to her right, then a Fort Loramie turnover, and then a New Bremen possession. Down to our left with a minute 52 to go in the fourth quarter. Chris Burden, head coach of New Bremen, still up clapping, cheering on his Cardinals as Fort Loramie makes the intercept and the Redskins bring it down with a minute 38 to go in the fourth. It's Imwale hitting put off at the foul line. Open from 15, short, no good. Rebound volleyballed around and it's into the hands of Eilerman. To Imwale in the paint, drag the pivot foot. 1:27 to go here in the fourth. Redskins with a commanding 75-28 lead. New Bremen will fall to 6-2. Only loss had been to New Knoxville on the road. A commanding season opening win over Rushi. I neglected to mention that. A 33-point win over Houston, 20 over Rushi, 12 over Anna. A 12-point win here in the MAC against Coldwater. 8-point win against Lincolnview on the road. A loss at New Knoxville by 8. A win versus Delphus Jefferson on December 14. And the next game at Troy Christian, a good Troy Christian club. That game coming up on Saturday against Troy Christian. On the 28th, a week from Saturday, New Bremen plays Layman Catholic. And as we noted, Fort Loramie continues along unbeaten. Redskins' next encounter against Anna on Saturday. Fort Loramie now 8-0 with this win tonight. New Bremen throwing the ball around top of the circle with a half minute to go. Here is penetration by Retkerman down the lane, clawed away by Fort Loramie Steele. Here's Imwally up the court with 20 seconds to go. Skips it cross court on the play to Heitkamp. Heitkamp on the handoff, and then Corinne gets it back. Final 15 seconds, fourth quarter. Redskins up 75-28. Here's Imwally to Eilerman. Down to 7. Redskins will dribble out the waning seconds, and that will do it. No, the ball is passed down on the inside to Putoff. Awkward shot, off balance, short, no good. Rebound, New Bremen, and that's it. Fort Loramie Redskins were in the 50s, 52 at the break. Cool off second half. New Bremen is sharper the final two quarters. Fort Loramie's play a little off what it was the first half. Redskins still win convincingly, 75-28. Again, our Fort Loramie game sponsors, thanks so much to Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and all his superb techs at Tom and Jerry's, TomJerry's.com. Oh, you'll be pleased with Geyers. Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram attracts customers from all over the world, practically, thanks to the Internet and Geyers online marketing. You'll love the pre-owned vehicles and the new cars at Geyers. Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. Another new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Hoing and Hoing Builders. So many thanks to Hoing and Hoing. We'll talk at length about them for you in just a few minutes. So pleased to have Paul Hoing, all of his staff and associates at Hoing and Hoing Builders, on with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. It has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977. Custom-built homes on the client's lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots, which are northeast of Kentlersville and Retker Road. Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier builders in the region. So if you're looking for that 2.5 country acre lot, Hoing and Hoing currently has lots for sale on Retker Road. The lots are in the Anna School District. High-speed internet available. For more information and to start designing your dream home, call Hoing and Hoing Builders, 937-394-7144. What you can imagine, Hoing and Hoing Builders can create. Redskins win it in commanding fashion, Chuck, hitting the 50 mark over the first two quarters and scoring 75 and beating New Bremen 75-28.
Yeah, it was just right from the beginning. It 40 turnovers for New Bremen, and of those 40 turnovers, Loramie turned those into baskets consistently. They shot the ball well. They shot free throws well until they missed a few in the fourth quarter. Very balanced scoring. They had a bunch of girls that scored tonight. 25-17 rebounding advantage, 12-3 on the offensive boards. They turned it 13 times to New Bremen's 40. New Bremen was led by junior Madison Cordonier. She had 13.
Dean. She's going to be a terrific basketball player. Mm-hmm. And for Loramie, they were led by Taylor Ratterman with 20. They got 11 from Dana Rose, 8 from Schultes, 7 from Gephardt, 7 from Gasson, 12 from Meiring. I keep losing her because she's at the bottom. They had 3, 6, 9 young ladies score. And the Clancy's players of the game for the Redskins, obviously Ratterman, and I'm going to go with Caitlin Gasson. I thought that was the best game she had tonight.
Yeah, like the choice, like the choice. You mentioned the 40 New Bremen turnovers. Chuck, many were caused by the Redskins' great defense. New Bremen's a talented team. You mentioned Madison Cordonier, but it is a young team.
Right.
And Fort Loramie's defense took advantage
of it. Well, they got themselves trapped, and then they would throw a pass, and Loramie saw it coming. They did a nice job. They just stole an awful lot of passes out of that trap.
And again, our two Clancy's Award winners tonight.
Taylor Ratterman and Caitlin Gasson.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Hey, don't forget, take advantage of that late night menu at Brookins. Late night menu begins on Thursday through Saturday. Late night orders at Brookins in Fort Loramie on Elm Street. Again, our anchor underwriting sponsors, Sydney Daily News, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. And we say hello again to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Reese Meiring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, along with Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna and Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, thanks to Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle. Chuck, we've got Fort Loramie boys in action tomorrow against St. Henry, tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10.
I'll be there.
Should be a close game. A lot of threes, I would expect, in that game tomorrow night.
Loramie needs to bounce back after they really ran into a buzzsaw over at Jackson. So they need to bounce back. They need to have a good shooting night because St. Henry is certainly not the team that got to Columbus last year, but they still have some firepower.
And then again, we've got a game Saturday evening. Anna Rockets open the boys' schedule right back here at New Bremen. We've got three Shelby County League MAC matchups tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. And if you happen to read the story in the Sydney Daily News, such matchups cannot happen in the regionals this year or in the near future. Because of a realignment by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, which was essentially introduced for volleyball. All of the MAC schools stay in the Northwest District for the sectional district and the regional as well. They don't drop down to the Southwest region anymore. So, Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Again, from St. Henry tomorrow, webcast time 7:10, Fort Loramie boys against St. Henry. For Ron, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from New Bremen. Fort Loramie girls 75, New Bremen 28.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.